Hi there.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, all I need is love. I know. hey, it's going good, Max. What's going on with you?
Nothing. Just chatting with you.
Good. Well, in the month of February, it's the shortest month, but it is the loving month with Valentine's Day right in the bullseye center.
Right.
So here you
are. We're in the mood to talk about love.
Yeah.
And we pretty much devote almost the entire issue to telling these wonderful love stories. This is going to be like, you know, they have like very special episodes of sitcoms, or like they used to when we were kids.
Yeah.
This is like a very special issue of Baltimore Magazine, because when you read it, you're definitely going to laugh, you're definitely going to feel things, and you're definitely going to cry. Bring your hankies to this one. Because we just tell all these beautiful love stories. They're all really different. And we talk about love in general, but there's like stories about like genuine love at first sight. There are stories about, there's a story about a mother who has lost her son. And what's so interesting about that is that even though he's gone, she continues to like have a relationship with him, which I think is really interesting. Like, she talks about how even after his death, she continues to almost grow and develop her relationship with him. It's really fascinating. We talk about a couple that's been married for 65 years. We talk about the first lesbian couple married in Baltimore. And one of my favorite stories, besides the little essay that I wrote, I wrote a little love letter to my sister, who is my best friend.
Soul sisters. I'm looking at it.
Soul sisters, yeah. And there's a really cute, like, throwback picture of the two of us when we were little. And so I wrote about how much I love my sister. The great Megan Isencock, who's one of our great freelancers, wrote about being a mother and sort of the highs and lows. And when things are terrible, you have to remember that it's not going to always be this terrible. And when things are wonderful, you have to really, really savor it, because
yes,
on a dime, it's going to get terrible again.
Mm-hmm.
We have a story by Janelle Ehrlichman-Diamond, who's one of our staffers, and she talks about that difference between that love when you're first dating and there's that absolute excitement of everything, and then you're married and you have four kids and the love has changed and it's maybe not quite that excitement, but it has this wonderful, comfy, lived-in quality, and how amazing that is. But one of my favorite stories is Indelible Ink, and it's all these really cool pictures of tattoos. Now, in some cases, they're couple tattoos. And I know that people say that getting a tattoo of your loved one is the KOD, the kiss of death, because you're going to have that, you know, that Winona Forever tattoo that Johnny Depp had, that he had to turn to wino forever.
Right.
But the guy who we interview from the Baltimore Tattoo Museum, he actually has two tattoos of his ex-wives, and he doesn't regret them because he sees them as just sort of markers of important relationships in his life.
Yeah.
Which I kind of like looking at it that way. Like, if you look at I don't have tattoos, but, you know, the idea that if you were to have tattoos, they're just of a specific moment in time, and this is who I was in this moment, and this tattoo is just sort of illustrating that. And these tattoos are cool-looking, dudes. So you have to check that out as well.
Well, that's great.
That's our big cover story.
Hey, man. Love is real. Well, I can tell you, it's great when you grow together, but if you do grow apart over the years, divorce is awesome.
Yeah?
It is.
Okay.
I love it. I mean, D-I-V-O-R-C-E. I recommend it to anyone who, if it's going wrong, get out. Cut it.
Well, I mean, it's funny. We also interview a divorce lawyer who sort of ends up counseling her clients and making sure that they really, really want to get divorced before they go through with it. Seems like you're happy with your life choice.
Yes.
But you know, it's a huge, huge decision. So it's like, can you work through this? Can you through therapy get through this? Are you sure you want to make this final decision? You know,
yeah.
But of course, look, divorce is part of it too, you know? I mean, and the good thing I think about when you have a story like that is to remember the good stuff. Just because you got divorced, don't discount all of the good stuff that came before it, you know?
Yeah, I guess there was one thing, or maybe two.
You're too much. So the other big story in this issue, besides the love stuff, is best places to work.
Yes, I'm looking at that too.
I mean, these companies are so cool. First of all, I love that this story, it has the tiniest little businesses, you know, like Mouth Party, Caramel, Baltimore Water Taxi, Movable Feast, and then it has like the Baltimore Orioles and Johns Hopkins University. So big companies are getting it done. Really small boutique companies are getting it done. And we're talking about like wonderful work cultures, cool offices, flex hours, great benefits, all the things that the modern employee is really looking for right now. It's still a market for the person who's seeking the job, or at least it was when this went to press. Perhaps the government shutdown has changed that, but yeah.
Right.
And all of these wonderful companies that we write about in this story, I forget how many there are, there's like 25 or 26, they're all hiring. So if you're looking for a job and you want like a really good job, pick up the issue and you'll see all these great companies in Baltimore and the surrounding counties that are hiring.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. Hopkins, you know, Johns Hopkins University, one of the best in the world.
Right, great benefits, and, you know, this stuff all came from the people who work at those places.
Wow.
So the employees told us what they loved about working there. And then there's one more story I definitely wanted to tell you about, which is Lois Feinblatt, who is the 97-year-old sex therapist.
Ah.
Right? I mean, how cool is that? And she basically, like, answered an ad when she was a young woman. It was like they were looking for housewives to turn into sex therapists. This was sort of during the whole Masters and Johnson era. And it's called Lust for Life, and I think that people are going to love meeting this woman who has seen it all. I mean, she has seen the sexual revolution and the gender revolution, and, you know, she just, it's really cool to talk to a 97-year-old woman who's just so frank and open talking about sex.
Yeah.
So that's another great story in the issue.
Man, she's even older than Dr. Ruth. Dr. Ruth's 90, and we had her on, and she still talks about sex sometimes. I mean, she wouldn't tell me if she's still having any, but
you asked her that.
Of course. Yeah, man.
Yeah. So, right. So basically, Lois Feinblatt is our very own Dr. Ruth. So, yeah, there's like stories about love and sex sort of sprinkled. I mean, like you say, it's February. This is our love issue. It kind of makes sense. We have a plan here. We know what we're doing here at Baltimore Magazine.
You do. You really do. But there's one more thing that made me sort of think I'm out of date when I saw that everyone has a favorite dating app. And it might be a different one for each person.
Right. I know. There's tons of dating apps.
Wow.
And it was all pretty much news to me as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, so and one of them was called, let's see, The League. And I looked it up and it's like some sort of elite invitation only dating app.
Oh.
It's like, the competitive part of me, now I want to get into the league. And doesn't it sound sinister?
Yeah.
It sounds really sinister, but yeah. So yeah, so we talked to some locals about like what dating app they like, their favorite first date spot. You know, we used to do Top Singles. That was like a big annual story that we did in the magazine. And the reason we stopped doing it was because it wasn't really necessary anymore because of all of these dating apps. Like, it's so easy to find people to date if you want to. Like, it used to be sort of a novelty. We'd put their pictures up. We'd say what they were looking for. Literally, now there's thousands of ways to get that kind of information.
Right.
So the Top Singles issue became a little obsolete. But we still wanted to include just this little snapshot, like you say, of what, like, local single people, what apps they're on, where they like to go, what pickup lines they hate, you know, that kind of thing.
Man, Stephanie behind me, our producer, was a Top Single in Baltimore Magazine. Now, she's married. Somebody looked at the article and said, gotta have it! Gotta get that! So, yeah, it worked.
That brings tears to my eyes. That's beautiful.
Good. I'm going to cry, too, because I'm going to read the magazine, and I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to take you on an emotional journey, so I hope you enjoy it.
Oh, my! I'm not balanced to begin with. That's crazy. All right, Max, rock on.
All right, brother. I'll talk to you soon.
Love you. See ya.
Okay, bye.